Party's over, folks. Christmas is done. If they're not already put away, the decorations will soon be tucked into storage. New Year's has come and gone. For many of us, perhaps even our New Year's resolutions have been broken. The church marks this time with what it calls ordinary time. I want to talk to you a little bit about what ordinary time really means from the church's perspective. Because unfortunately, sometimes when we hear that word ordinary, our automatic thought goes to the usual. You know, kind of like the church is going back to business as usual. But that's not what the church means by that ordinary time. Ordinary time comes from the Latin root ordinalis, which means to order, to count, to pay attention. And that's what we are called to in this ordinary time. We begin numbering the Sundays. Today we celebrate the second Sunday in ordinary time. So why is it that the church sees it as important to sort of make time an ordered thing? What the church is saying is that time is no longer just ordinary. Time, our time, this time, is something very special now. Special enough that we have to be attentive. We have to count time. We have to pay attention to what time means. Jesus Christ came in the fullness of time. Now, that idea of the fullness of time is an idea that's kind of hard to get our heads around. Because literally, the fullness of time means that time for which we are all waiting. And our faith tells us that time has been accomplished through the incarnation. Jesus Christ coming into the world, taking on our humanity to provide for our salvation. And because of that, we can't just act like business as usual. We have to pay attention to the order of time. And that order of time is our call discipleship, but not just discipleship. In today's second reading, Paul introduces himself in the letter to the people in Corinth. He calls himself an apostle. Now, at the time, that was a little controversial because the people understood the apostles only to be those 12 people that Jesus called while he was walking the earth to join him in ministry. Paul did not encounter Christ until after Christ had risen. I want to suggest that while we are called to be disciples, we're also called to be apostles. And in order to be called apostles, we have to be willing to really understand who Christ is. We have to be willing to know Christ in a profound way. We have to be willing to allow Christ to know us in a profound way. In today's gospel, we hear John the Baptist saying, "I didn't know who Jesus was until I could see and witness to what God promised." And that was the promise of watching the Holy Spirit descend upon him and remain in him. A baptism of water is nothing compared to the baptism of that Holy Spirit. And in the fullness of time, in the here and now, each one of us in our baptism has been anointed by the Spirit. And it's up to us to not allow the ordinary things of the day take us away from the reality of the extraordinary nature that God has put into each one of us in our baptism. Being sealed in the Holy Spirit, being called to be apostles of this good news, this gospel of peace, of justice, of salvation. That's a challenge in this broken world. Tomorrow, we remember Dr. King. We remember someone who was courageous enough to speak to the ordinariness, the business as usual in the world that was wrong. And it was wrong because it wasn't just. And it did not promote peace. That came at great expense to Dr. King. Paul, in his work and his apostleship, came at great expense to him. Our call to be apostles may come as a great expense to us. But we have to be willing to take that risk. We have to be courageous enough to allow ourselves to enter into that risk, knowing that Christ's promise of salvation, that promise of redemption is real. That's why we come here today. Because in this broken world, we need to be reminded, we need to be strengthened, we need to be encouraged, we need to be lifted up. And as we lift up ordinary bread and wine in this celebration, it's transformed into the body and blood of Christ. As we celebrate the Eucharist today, let us be courageous enough to lift ourselves up with that ordinary bread and wine. Let us allow ourselves to be consumed by Jesus Christ as we consume him, so that we can be empowered and encouraged to be his disciples and apostles of that good news as we go out and spread it in the world.